joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline to talk everything NFL. He normally joins us at 1:30 on Thursdays, but Michael Irvin, kind enough to slide us up in the schedule today. We welcome in the playmaker on the Harbor One Hotline, and Michael Irvin is brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week by Catches Law Group, New England's personal injury pros at catcheslaw.com, and by Bill DeLuca, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. DeLuca's got the deals. Michael Irvin, good morning, friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys today? How's everybody?
Well, day by day, Michael. We don't know which end is up. Listen, there was just a tweet put out that Mac Jones is still being a part of the game planning this week, and that, hey, who knows, there's a chance he could still play. I don't know if I'm buying into it, but Michael Irvin, from afar, what do you make of not only the Mac injury, but also kind of the way it has been handled the past couple of days? I think trying to fake people out to think that Mac Jones is going to actually play on Sunday.
Yeah, and I don't know why we get surprised. I mean, Bill's always doing Bill stuff. You know, this is Bill stuff. Nobody works it better. When I watched the game last week, I said, this is why Bill was messing with Lamar. Lamar's the MVP. He was trying to do any little thing, you know, talk about his contract. But this day by day, day by day. And I don't know why they just fall into Bill's trap with this. Like, the man ain't going to tell you anything. So why are you sitting there, okay, I'm not a doctor. I don't read MRIs. But the people that read it, they do what they need to tell you, what they tell you. I just told you day by day. You tell me day by day. You know, it's some funny stuff, man. It is funny stuff. But we know what he's doing. He's playing. It's just gamesmanship. On a serious note, what I hate seeing the injury, because I don't think he's going to play. It's the same thing Jerry's doing around here, messing with people. We're talking about doctor. Man, stop it, people. Stop it. Let's just stop it. He's not coming back. I don't think Mac's going to play right now. But they're still on the bad note, the serious note, the thing that hurts me is, like, I finally saw something between him and Parker. So I wanted to see how this thing goes between him and Parker. Devontae made some plays the other day, going up over people's head, catching those in routes. I was like, okay, I just see the beginning of something here, and then he goes down, you know, which kind of slows that down.
Michael Lombardi had some really interesting quotes on his podcast this week. And obviously, Michael Lombardi is a longtime friend of Bill Belichick's, worked with him in Cleveland, worked with him here in New England. And he said, you know, Mac was playing anti-Belichickian football, turning it over too much. He was in danger of losing his job the way he's been playing the quarterback position. What'd you make of those comments? You think there's any chance that Mac Jones, prior to the injury, was in danger of losing his job?
I understand that. So since you're close to Bill, when you give an opinion, you think that maybe Bill has interjected something towards you so you can interject towards us on it. But I don't know. I don't know if I can put that on Mac with all the instability that Bill has put around him. You know, you're taking his only, probably his only confidant, Josh McDaniels. Now he's got a new job. I knew what it was like. I watched Troy with other coaches. And then I watched when Norv Turner got here. And I watched the relationship and how it grew. I thought Mac and Josh had something. You got to go find him. Not just somebody else that knows how to call plays, but somebody else that he can feel is his confidant, that's with him, that he can let go of things and he can mess up with and he can trust that they're fighting for him. I believe that to be the reality more than Lombardi's take on it.
Michael Irvin with Gresh and Keefe here on the Harbor One Hotline. Andy Hart is in for Keefe today. I know you had to play some games without Troy Aikman. Now, I understand that you all, as an offense, were in a very different spot, a wildly different spot than what the Patriots are in. However, how do things change for the rest of the starters when it's the backup quarterback that's got to get into the game?
And all that depends. A lot of that depends. You know, because you get a different cadence in the huddle. You lose some things. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody's going to try to say, you know, you go in with the same mindset. You go in. But no, that's not true. When Troy was not playing, dog, I can't tell you how many times I looked at that damn locker room. I just kept looking over there. I have to tell myself, Troy is not coming out of that locker room. You got Jason Garrett today. Let's focus right here. You know, you have to reset your mind. And then, you know, fortunate for me, you know, I worked so much with Jason Garrett. Hopefully these guys worked a lot with the backup quarterback because they don't want to break their starter's arm. I couldn't do work Troy all in all season that much. So hopefully these guys got some work in with Hoyer. He's a veteran. You know what I mean? He knows. He knows the systems. He's been around a while. They'll have faith in him. But it is different. It is different. You run certain routes differently. You know, Troy had a stronger arm than Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett or the side throwing Bernie. I had to alter my slant routes. I can run Troy Aikman slant routes more up the field because his arm's strong enough. He can zip that ball in there. I may be able to split these dudes. I'm not running up the field slant routes with Jason Garrett or Bernie Kosar. I'm running more cross the field slant routes where I'm flattening it out more with these dudes because their arm is not as strong. And if I try to get up that field, maybe get up in a hospital if the safety catches me the right way.
I know you mentioned the change in coaching and Josh McDaniels is gone and Matt Patricia's here and Mac Jones needs somebody he can be aligned with. What have you thought, you know, of the offense? They're throwing the ball down the field a lot more. They're, you know, more accepted of 50-50 balls. Throw it up there and let somebody like Parker or somebody else go get it. It's definitely a philosophical change. What do you think of the early stages of whatever this new offense is?
Well, and you know, and what I always do too, guys, and Dell does your game, Dell did your game. You know, I call the guys that did the game and try to get thoughts on guys like, okay, what do you see? What do you see in the game? There's something I'm not going to see on TV. I may not even see when I play back some of the highlights or play back the film. But you can see it in game. And there's some things I can't even pick up from the all-22s because all-22s doesn't have sound. So I'm looking at the action without the sound. In the game, I can get the action in the sound. And sometimes the sound leads to more leadership in the, you know, within the action, all of that stuff. So I like to call people like, you know, and we talked about those same things, you know, that Devontae Parker was more that before they had been doing a lot of 50-50 balls. But those deep end routes, those are variances from what they were doing before. And they were connecting on those. And that goes back to what I was saying in the beginning. That's why I said, man, I hate that he went down. Because they were doing that stuff now. They were going up the field. He caught two of those end routes in that game going across the field. It made big plays before he went up over the other guy's head to catch a pass on the 50-50 pass. And you start getting success like that. And I don't know who's making those calls. Is that coming, you know what I mean? That's coming from the office coordinator. Like, I don't know if these guys can get open or get any separation. Let's just throw them up and give them a chance, hope for a pass interference or their 50-50 balls. And then the guy said, let's call some of this stuff. And you get these deep end routes running across the field wide open. Everybody's like, I told you this stuff worked. I told y'all, we just got to call more of this. I don't know which way that came. You see what I'm saying? That could go both ways. I don't know if the players are saying, man, we've been telling you to call this junk, man. Look at what we're doing now. Man, we got to keep calling this stuff because I know I've been there. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if the coach saying, I just don't think these jokers can get open. I'm going to try, you know what I mean, one way or the other. But, man, when I saw it, I was saying the same thing. When I talked to Daryl, who did the game, he was saying the same thing. Hey, why are they not doing that? Why weren't they doing that from before? So everybody sees it.
Time for our question of the week from Michael Irvin, brought to you by the Catches Law Group. New England's personal injury pros at catcheslaw.com. This is kind of a non-football question, but more of a Michael Irvin question. You know, you played in an era where you could actually be hit. As we know, certain cities have not treated you very well. But yet, Michael Irvin, you're upright. You put good sentences together. You're great on television. But come on, man. You had an old man moment where you left your glasses at the hotel and you were standing on national television squinting like crazy. And then I see you on with Stephen A. and you, the glasses are on, they're off, you can't get contacts. Are you morphing into an old in front of our very eyes?
I'm an old jungle boy. Hey, and why it looks so bad, too, when you take off the glasses? You know, and somebody told me, Shabin, you're good. I like your eyes open without your glasses on. So when I left the hotel without them, I said, all right, you know, let me just try. I'm not even going to turn around. It would have made my whole, I got a 4 a.m. call time. It would make it tight. I'm going to just, I'll keep going. Man, when we got on the first set, and I was trying to look. I said, oh, my God, what did I do? What did I do? I need those glasses, man. I could not see anything. I could not see anything. So it was so funny. It's so funny that just happened to happen last week. And I had my glasses meeting Thursday at my house when I got home. I mean, yesterday when I got home at my house. And I ordered me like 6 new pairs, all different colors. I'm going to stop this problem right now. And I'm going to leave some in New York at the studio, some in L.A. I'm going to leave them at the studio in L.A. I'm not going to put this all on me. If I lose a pair or forget a pair, I'm going to just go to my locker and get my extra. I ain't going through this never again.
Veteran move.
Veteran move indeed. Michael Irvin, thank you, friend. We appreciate it. Thanks for being flexible and moving it up. Glad you're not a complete old, and we'll catch you next week.
Yeah. Keep working with me, man. Keep working with me. Keep working and keep praying for me, buddy. All right, guys.
All right, Michael. Thanks, Michael. We'll see you. There goes the playmaker, Michael Irvin. Again, he's with us on the Harbor One Hotline.